You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have traveled to Rogersville, Alabama, to my alma mater, Lauderdale County High School. I graduated in 1997. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in a building that I'm very familiar with when Ross Smith was actually directing the agricultural part of Lauderdale County High School. Today, here in 2022, I have agri-science teacher and FFA advisor, Miss Ivy Harbin, and I also have some students. I have Freddie McConnell and then Ty McMeans, along with Mr. Connor McMeans. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ivy Harbin.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We're glad that we can meet with you today.
I am too, and you reached out to me about a special event that's coming up Saturday, April 23rd, and we wanted to help spread the word to Mark White Show listeners.
Yes, thank you. We are having a spring fling to support our FFA chapters at Lexington and Lauderdale County High School. We are I go to both places, and we are joined together, and we are trying to raise money to go to our state contest in June. So today with me, I have some of my string band members, and they're actually going to be playing at the event. So we're going to have live music and food. We're also going to have a vendor market and a car show. And a few other items as well happening on Saturday from 10 to 2 o'clock.
Now, I heard that there were some bands here today, and I believe Mr. Freddie was playing for the students just a few minutes ago, right, Freddie?
Yes, sir, yep.
How did that go for you?
It was pretty fun. You know, we didn't know about it before, and, you know, we just got a couple songs together, and we played, and it was fun. We had a good time.
So it seemed to go over well with all the students out there?
Yes, sir. Yep. It was fun.
And will this be similar to what you'll do at the state level?
Similar, yes. We'll have three songs at the state level that we'll be playing, and then they'll just judge us off those.
Have you picked those out yet, or is that something that you're continuing to think about?
Yes, sir. We picked them out already. The first one we play in lineup is Charleston Girl by Todd Childers. The second one is an instrumental, Old Joe Clark. And the third one is Tulsa Time.
And Ms. Harbin, what are they looking for when it comes to the music groups?
So some of the things they're judged on is like their stage presence, being able to talk into the mic, entertaining the crowd, and then they get into the technical side of if they can play the instrument. They want them to sound good, of course, but they want to make sure that these kids know what they're doing. They're looking for a more complicated song, you know, and they want to show some true talent. The McMeans boys, they and Freddie too, they all play about four instruments a piece. I feel like they swap around. I know Ty's on the mandolin and then the guitar, and Freddie's on the bass and then the guitar and sometimes the drums and the harmonica. And Connor over there, he's an actual banjo champion, actually. he rocks out. So we have a great time. We meet a couple nights a week, and we do a couple events. We're open to coming to anybody who'd like to have us. We'd love to perform for you guys, and we're some good, fun, cheap entertainment.
So when you're talking about being in front of a microphone, this is actually good practice for these
definitely.
Young men today.
Yes, sir, definitely. I joke and said that we're kind of like the darlings off Andy Griffith to begin with. I couldn't get them to say much, but as time goes on, they're a little bit, you know, loosen up and get on that mic, and that's something that's hard to achieve for a young person, for sure.
Well, that's interesting. You mentioned the darlings. I've had a couple of them on my show before. So I've had I've had Charlene Darling. Maggie Mancuso's been on the show.
Oh, really?
As well as one of the brothers. And so that's always interesting to me to be able to to go back to the Andy Griffith type history and hear you mention very similar to that.
That's
so
right.
Let's head over to the McMeans brothers here, and we'll start with Mr. Connor. And Connor, since you're a banjo champion, how did that happen?
Well, I was just listening to the radio one day, and I'd heard the banjo come on, and I said, "Daddy, I want to learn to play that instrument." And he's like, you know, he just kind of put it off. Well, one of my Pace teachers here at Lardell County, he played the banjo, Mr. Weston Stewart. And I heard about him, and I got him to give me some banjo lessons, and the rest just went from there.
Were you already playing instruments prior to that, or was that the first one you picked up?
No, sir. I hadn't ever touched an instrument before that day, before.
And now how many instruments do you play?
I can play about two or three.
Wow. So banjo and what else?
The banjo, the mandolin, and the guitar.
I love the mandolin.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's a beautiful instrument. How long have you been playing the mandolin?
I haven't been playing the mandolin as long, maybe about 2 years, but I can't play that many songs on it.
But well, it takes time.
Yes,
my grandmother was really good at playing whatever instrument was handed to her. She played the piano, and then she played the mandolin. She could play the ukulele. She could play a harpsichord. Whatever, basically, you handed her a guitar, she could pick it up and start playing. She was so musically inclined, she heard what she needed to, in her mind, to be able to put it out through the instrument.
Yes, sir. And that's about the hardest part, is trying to, you know, when you go out and play with people that you've never played before, and they play songs, and you just kind of have to come up with something to put together and play with them. But it's definitely really fun.
Now, how many people total are in the band?
I think there's about seven of us.
Okay, seven total. So I have almost 50%.
Yes, sir.
Including Mr. Ty there, who's in the sixth grade. Welcome to the Mark White Show, buddy.
Thank you.
And this is your big brother beside you.
Yes, sir.
And what instruments do you play, Ty?
Well, I play the guitar, the mandolin, and the fiddle.
Excellent. What is your favorite?
My favorite's got to be the guitar.
Nice. My grandmother had me playing the violin when I was very young, and I wanted to play the fiddle. And so I'd learned the Suzuki method when it came to the violin, and then moved into playing some fiddle songs. I never was really good at it. I chose football over the fiddle. So I can kick a football, but that doesn't do me very much good right now.
Yeah.
So keep playing your instruments. That's my point.
All right.
Can do that when you're older. When football runs out, you can still play an instrument.
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. So what are you going to play? What instrument are you going to play when it comes to this group?
Well, on Charleston Girl, I'm going to be playing the mandolin, and then on Ojo Clark and Tulsa Time, I'm going to be playing the guitar.
Tulsa Time, Don Williams song?
Yes, sir.
I love that song. That's a great song by Don. You know, he passed away just a few years ago, but I've always enjoyed his music. How do you go about picking the songs that you choose for the group?
Well, we just kind of see what everybody's good at, and then we just kind of combine them together.
I like that. And Ms. Harbin, how do you feel about the state competition as you get closer to it and you're trying to raise funds to get down there?
Yes, it is a week-long contest, so I put the numbers to it. And we have a couple other groups going as well, not just string band. We have an aquaculture team, vet science team at both schools, and as well as some few speaking events. It's going to be close to $12,000 for us all to go. So we are trying to raise some funds for sure, but it's going to be tough. Well, the state of Alabama is separated into three districts, and North District, the one we are in, is known for having the toughest bands. So we definitely have our work cut out for us. We have nine to go up against. Actually, next Friday is the first round we go up, nine bands here locally. Once we get past that, then we will move on to the top 12 bands in the state. We'll have another round, and then our final round will be in the top four, hopefully, fingers crossed. And if we're not there this year, I'm really proud of these guys. I know we'll be there eventually because we are a young band, but we've put in a lot of work and a lot of effort. I think they all agree. You know, they've been talking about these three songs. We have a two-hour show that they play. They play more than just the three, but we have a good show. We do southern rock, bluegrass, country, some church hymns as well. You name it, they can spit it out.
Are those competitions open to the public?
They are, yes. We would love for y'all to come. We're at Wallace State in Hantsville on the 29th of April. We're going to start at 9 o'clock. There'll also be a quartet contest. There's a few some other contests going on there as well. But definitely the string band and the quartet are the ones that everybody wants to come watch. But we're going to be down there. It's open to the public. We'd love to have you. You can see several blue FFA jackets. You know, a couple thousand will be down there that day.
Wow. And speaking of numbers, when you're going between Lexington and Lauderdale County High School, how many are involved with FFA right now between the two programs?
Right. It's definitely, you know, this year, me being a new teacher here, it's been a transition year. We are building up our program. Right now here at Lauderdale County, we're averaging about 65 kids in our membership, and then Lexington's about 45 right now. I see those numbers growing in the future as we get out and do some more of these fun stuff and fun programs. And I look forward to having these kids for a long time. You know, we got a lot of, you know, sixth graders. Some of my string band even goes down in, Kel's in the fifth grade, I believe. And so all the way to 12th grade. So we have a good wide representation of our schools.
Are you related to Casey Harbin?
Yes, that's actually my uncle, which if you've been to the Fiddler's Convention, which I know at least these two on the end have, Casey is the MC. He is the guy, you could say, the voice of the Fiddler's Convention. That is my uncle. My dad is Keith. There's five of them. So you have Keith, Kevin, Kenneth, Casey, and Kim. They all start with a K. My grandmother was trying to have a girl and gave up and just named the last one Kim and went on with it. So, but they're all good folks. And, yes, Casey's a big fan of the Mark White Show. I do know that.
Excellent. You know, I sat behind Casey most of those years at Fiddler's Convention doing security and handing out money. So I worked security at Athens State for 9 years.
Really?
Yes, I did. So I'm very good friends with Casey. And actually, Cora won an award from the Abbey Awards, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, for her commercial for McCleary Tire, Where the Rubber Meets the Road. She's the only one that has won an Abbey Award from the Mark White Show.
She's famous.
Now, I believe that Keith is probably one of the group that helped me when I broke down in my Tortillas Blanco truck.
Yes,
actually.
I saw that not long ago. You had posted on Facebook. Some people had tagged me in it. But, yes, that was him. That was how many years ago?
So we're talking 13 years now.
Yeah. He's a special character. He's definitely the more quiet, reserved brother. It's funny because they're all different. If you know them all, but my dad's definitely more of the quiet type. He's a farmer in Athens, Limestone County. He's retired from Steelcase. He farms full-time now. We have chicken houses and row crop. And so that started my love for agriculture and getting into the school as far as ag education.
And that's what I wanted to get to, a little bit of your background. This is your first year as a teacher here at Lauderdale County High School.
Yes.
As a teacher as a whole?
No.
Or you've taught where before?
I have taught, I graduated from Auburn with a degree in agriculture science 2 years ago. I taught at Childersburg High School in Talladega County. I actually was just kind of waiting on this job to get open because this is where I wanted to be. There's a couple more things open closer to home that I know that my dad would have wished I took right out of college, but I kind of wanted to see a little bit more of the world. But I also, you know, I was waiting on this job to open. I wanted to stay somewhere. If I was coming home, I wanted to be where I was going to stay. And I really do love this program. I love Lauderdale County school system. We have a great school system here. As being a part of other school systems before, this is a great one, and it's a true treasure to have up here.
It only took me 20 minutes to get here from Athens.
Oh, yeah.
So you're very close.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I think about North Alabama, I think about this particular part, whether it's the Shoals or you're talking about Limestone, Morgan, Madison. It is a great community, and that's where a lot of talent comes from. As you mentioned just a few minutes ago, that it's a very strong area, the district, when it comes to the FFA.
Right.
Because it's a huge farming community, and
right.
This place has had roots in that community for generation after generation.
One thing I love about Lauderdale County, you know, me coming from Limestone County, we've gotten bigger. You know, we've had industry come in, and that's good for us. And as Athens is growing and bigger, but it's nice to come to Rogersville and Lexington and get that small town group, that small business mind. I mean, you can ask this guy. Guys, I talk about all the time. It's like a fundraiser every freaking day. Like, there's a fish fry going everywhere. There's a chicken stew somewhere. I mean, you could just drive around and eat on all the fundraisers and eat pretty good.
And speaking of fundraisers, we mentioned at the start, we'll talk about the fundraiser in the next segment, which is happening Saturday. And we want people who are listening to be able to go to Lexington, to the Senior Center, the Fire Hall. If you know where the Fire Hall is and the Senior Center, that's where the car, truck, and tractor show is going to take place. And we have some other activities with the Spring Fling, and we'll talk about that when we come back, Ms. Harbin, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, right now we're coming to you from Rogersville, Alabama, at Lauderdale County High School with the Agri-Science teacher, FFA instructor, Ivy Harbin. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we come to you from Rogersville, Alabama, Lauderdale County, Alabama, my stomping grounds. I graduated from Lauderdale County High School in 1997, and I'm glad to be back today as we talk about FFA, we talk about the program, we talk about a fundraiser to help a lot of young people get to the state level. And Ms. Ivy Harbin, you talked about the work that's being put in on the band side of things. And I know that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work with these young people to get to this level, and I know you're very proud of their effort.
Yes, and I'm also proud of their parents as well. Over there at Lexington, we have an FFA alumni, and they really have gone above and beyond to help put this car show in place. We're actually getting that together over here at Lauderdale County. We're going to start one over here as well. If you would like to support us, we would love to have you. You don't have to have been a member of FFA. You don't have to have gone to Lauderdale County. You just have to want to help some kids. And so right now, what they kind of do is they help us put on events. It's kind of like a booster club for a football team, but it helps us put on events, helps us get the adult side thing organized. It takes some weight off me because definitely between the two schools, I have a lot of pressure in trying to get everything in line. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm hired to teach, so I still got to teach school between this as well. But we definitely would love to have some more members of the community come out and help us. But, yeah, I really, really have a great group of parents from both sides, from both schools. But that alumni over there has really helped me more than they could ever know. They've been open arms to me since I've come in. I actually just came in at the second week of January was my first day. So I've not been here a whole year yet, but we are rocking and rolling and we're carrying it out pretty well.
And when we talk about membership, I'd like to get a perspective from Freddie McConnell as well as Ty and Connor McMeans on what led them to want to be part of the FFA.
I don't know, I heard about it, that they were playing, so I came up here on the first meeting, and it was fun.
And Mr. Ty?
Our daddy wanted us to find some kids getting into music, because we've been playing for about 4 or 5 years. And the FFA, he just said that that was probably a good thing to do.
And then for you, Connor, same story? You have anything slightly different?
Yes, sir. And I've always wanted to do something with the FFA, you know, because I've always been around farming and stuff. You know, my uncle, Jimmy McMeans, I don't know if you know him.
I am familiar.
But I've always just had something to do with farming or hunting, fishing, just about anything. So
it's in your blood.
Yes, sir.
I like it. Well, and that's what we want to encourage young people, whether they've come from a generation of farmers or this is something new to them, to try to encourage them to be part of the program. Right, Ms. Hartman?
That is correct. You know, FFA, back when most people know FFA is the Future Farmers of America. However, back in the 80s, we actually changed to a dead acronym because most of our kids, you know, it's based in agriculture education, but not every FFA member is going to be like a farmer, so to speak. There's a lot of aspects of the agriculture industry, and I hope to broaden that here. You know, next year I'm going to be teaching an ag communications course. We're going to focus on marketing and just like what we're doing today, podcast, radio kind of thing, and informing the public about agriculture. We also have a booming poultry science business in North Alabama right now, so I'll be teaching a poultry science class as well. But fundamentals of ag covers, you know, everything from how to change a light bulb, changing a tire, to they get their hunter's safety course in there, to where your food comes from. So it's really a good program. It's very broad. It's a great place to start if you have no idea what you're going to do when you grow up, and it kind of helps you test a little bit out of everything.
That's great. I remember taking the hunter safety course through Ross Smith when he was here, and I believe even the boating license back then, to get the boating license, mm-hmm. was through this department. When we talk about the fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday in Lexington, Alabama, both Lauderdale County and Lexington are involved with this together, correct?
Yes. It's going to be the funds definitely go to help us get to state convention, but we will have both people there representing very much so. Have help. You'll see kids there from both sides of the tracks, and it's kind of funny because they talk about how they're such big rivals, but when they get together, they're really not.
Well, I noticed you tried to have a little bit of rivalry when it came to Vidalia onion sales.
That's right.
How'd that work out?
We just finished our Vidalia onion sales. We sold 10-pound bags for $10. We will have some extras if anyone wants some listening. But all that funds that goes to state convention as well. But we can. It's a good thing being at two schools. You can get them to compete a little bit and see who can be the best. I haven't announced this. I guess it's a good way to announce. Fortunately for you boys here at Lauderdale County, Lexington actually beat y'all by about 32 bags of onions. I'm sorry. They were going to get a cookout. So Lexington will get the cookout.
Well, congratulations to the Bears, right?
That's right.
The Golden Bears.
So y'all will have to do it next time. I hate that we couldn't have some Golden Bears on the radio with us today, but, you know, the end of school gets crazy with track and everything else and starting up and golf and you name it, they got it. So, but we had some good representation from our Tigers over here.
Well, I'll certainly make time for the Golden Bears anytime. You just let me know, Ms. Hartman. I have nothing against them. I kicked a few field goals and won a few games. Some of them know me, some of them don't. We love Lexington, too, and we like the fact that our communities can come together and work in this way, especially when we're helping our young people. When I think about Freddie and Ty and Connor here and what they're doing, playing their instruments and have a talent and ability, and they're able through the school system to be able to move their talent forward. I mean, Freddie being able to play today, getting some experience and having an opportunity to share what they can do. I know there's social media and different places to do that, but there's nothing like being in person and having that relationship with your audience, as you will have, like I'm doing with you now.
Right.
If I was on the phone with you guys, it's not the same doing the interview as if I'm sitting here eyeball to eyeball talking to you. It's just a different feel. It's a different setting. Social media has its place, but that one-on-one, that personal connection will always trump it.
That's correct. And I'm an experienced person. That's one reason why I love this job. I take a lot of field trips. Lexington's going on one with me tomorrow. But, you know, you can only learn so much through a computer screen. You got to get out and do it, and that's where ag and FFA really have their roots, is getting out. And these boys don't even realize it, but just like Freddie and them, what did y'all call yourselves today? The Tennessee Valley Troubadours.
I like it.
Yeah, Tennessee River Troubadours. Just them.
TVT.
Yeah, that's right. Just them getting out today on stage, they don't realize what that's going to do for the future of our program as far as recruitment and trying to build this up and make it something great, because we do have the potential to be one of the best programs in the state up here. I definitely know.
Well, you got to get outside to have a farm.
That's right.
It's not Farmville. You know, it's yep. not Farmville. You've got to actually be outside. I was sowing seed today out in the yard, grass, and then went out and put some straw on top of that and was working out in the yard. And there's really nothing like it. I really enjoy being outside and getting that exercise and being able to enjoy nature. It is nice taking some sunshine. That's good for people.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about this fundraiser that's happening Saturday. It's April 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Lexington Senior Center. That is 100 McGuire Lane in Lexington, Alabama. There'll be a car show, vendor market, food, music. Cars are $10 for the first car, $5 for each additional. And then vendors that want to be there, it's $20 per space. Is there still room for vendors?
Yes, it's a first come, first serve on the vendors. We have plenty of room. You pay when you get there. The cars, that's if you're having a car show. If you're just going to come walk around and look at the cars and, you know, shop the vendor market and eat a ribeye sandwich with us, then that is free. But as far as if you want to enter a car in the car show, that's where it comes in. So there might be a little bit of confusion on that flyer, but we're going to have a good, great time for sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to finding out how much is going to be raised through this effort. And I know that people can contact Wilton Mark Pettis at 256-263-8575. And again, we want to thank the Lexington FFA alumni and chapter for hosting this event in Lexington on Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m.
That's right. We plan on having a good event. I hope to see everyone out there.
All funds will help send FFA members to state convention. And Freddie McConnell, thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Yep, thank you.
As well as Ty and Connor McMeans.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We really appreciate you coming out today.
Glad to have you all. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I've been glad to come to you from Rogersville, Alabama at Lauderdale County High School today. And I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram so you can keep up with where we're going. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.